last poem is not in a northern city, but a more southern one. This is called Via Faenza, which is a street in Florence. One of them, groping naked in the dust of a dark apartment somewhere in the city, brushes by things her eyes distort in sleep, wardrobe, easel, chair. She learns their history from touching them, like following a map that marks each bend and shallow of a river. Past the black window, she can hear the river flowing south. Narrow, tawny with dust, it's as hard to navigate as any map of streets and piazzas in this famous city, with its obstacle course of monuments, its history. The traces are endless. One could go to sleep counting statues. The other one, asleep, lies on the bed like one of those stone river gods, a sprawled figure out of ancient history. Stilled, heavy genitals, beard dripping dust, hands massive enough to crush a city, and veins on the legs tracing their marble map. She crouches down, discovering the map that fell from the table as he fell asleep. Between the lines that imitate the city are spaces for flecks or blue smears on the river, the signs of foreigners beating down the dust. Each is a chip or fraction with no history, solemnly absorbing all the history of the present place, as if the usual map could point to tragedy hidden in the dust. Here's tyranny, war, and then the flood, when sleep was troubled deep inside the feverish river that moaned, stirred, and rolled over on its city. And under its briny layers, the stained city pulses the way he breathes, flowing past histrionic, smoother than a river. As she nears the wall, its cracks become a map that rises from the bed to plot their sleep. Slid in the sheets, her feet are filmed with dust like travel dust or silt from the aging river. The city puts an evening on the map. One sleeps, one doesn't. The rest is always history.